A Sunday school teacher taught a class to recite the Apostles' Creed by giving each child one phrase to learn.
咁有個主日學嘅老師咧，就教佢嘅兒童主日學，佢點樣教佢哋去念一個使徒信經咧？就係每一個小朋友要念一節。
At the Sunday school presentation, finally, the class was asked to give their recitation.
咁有一次咧，佢哋就被邀請去做一個表演。咁呢、呢班嘅小朋友咧，就要去一齊去誦讀呢個使徒信經。
They began beautifully. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, says the first child.
咁佢好開始咧，就係咁樣第一個細路仔就咁念嘅。我信上帝全能的父，創造天地的主。
I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of our God, Son of our Lord, said the next.
咁第二個細路仔就念：我信我主耶穌基督，上帝獨生的子。
They went on perfectly until they came to the child who said, He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and dead.
咁咧呢個一路咧念得好好，咁咧念到有一個小朋友咧就話。升天坐在全能父上帝的右边，将来必从那里降临审判活人死人。
But at that point, an embarrassed silence fell.
但系咧，去到嗰度突然间咧就安静落嚟，冇晒声音。
Until a little girl spoke up.
直到一个小女孩咧就喺度大声咁讲。
The little boy who believes in the Holy Spirit is absent today.
嗰个相信我信圣灵嗰个小朋友今日冇翻嚟啊，所以佢唔喺度啦。
Just as the Apostles' Creed came to break without the Holy Spirit, don't you think the works of the Holy Spirit having a break in ministry of Jesus in these days?
就好似呢个故事里边讲到呢个念使徒信经嘅事咧，去到讲到要信圣灵嘅时候，圣灵已经唔见咗啦。其实我哋谂下今日嘅现今嘅事工里边，系咪其实我哋都缺乏咗圣灵咧
？The problem is that the without works of the Spirit, though we often started good programs and projects.We cannot keep on doing the ministry of Jesus.
咁問題就係，如果我哋缺乏咗聖靈嘅工作，就算我哋有好好嘅計劃、好好嘅事工去開展，我哋都唔可以繼續去進行主耶穌嘅事工。
Epiphany is the surely a season of the excitement and the showing forth the glory and majesty of the Son of God.
顯現節咧就係一個時候，係一個好興奮嘅時候，去表現主耶穌基督上帝嘅兒子嗰個榮耀同埋佢嗰個尊榮。
Especially today, we remember the baptism of Jesus as well as our own baptism.
喺今日時候，我哋特別係紀念主耶穌嘅受洗同埋我哋自己嘅受洗。
Today's scripture tells us that there was an air of enthusiasm in the Jordan Valley before Jesus appeared.
喺今日嘅經文裏邊咧，提到係當耶穌出現之前咧，喺約旦河谷裏邊，好多人咧都係有一個好興奮，一個好熱烈嘅氣氛。
The people were filled with the expectation.
佢哋呢啲人都喺度期待緊一啲嘢。
What was the reason for the excitement?
佢哋咁興奮係等係乜嘢咧
？What they expected?
佢哋等候啲咩咧
？Since the time of David, the Jews had been expecting a Messiah, a savior king, who would restore their nation to its place of the prominence.
自從大衛王以來，以色列人就一路等候緊一個彌賽亞，就係一個拯救嘅救世主。佢哋希望重建佢哋國家嗰個榮耀昔日嘅光輝。
Each time a baby boy was born, especially to the descendant of David, the people would look into the baby's eye and ask prayerfully, "Could it possibly this boy be the Messiah?"
每一次有一個男嘅嬰孩誕生嘅時候咧，佢哋就特別呢個男嬰孩，如果係從大衛一脈係出生嘅咧，佢哋就好熱切咁望住呢個小 B B 嘅眼睛，喺度問：呢個會唔會就係尼賽亞咧
？For nine centuries, they repeated these questions.
佢哋重複問呢個問題，問咗九百年。
Then came John the Baptist.
之後，施洗約翰就來到。
He looked definitely different.
佢看來真係與別不同。
He certainly was a man of God.
佢當然係上帝嘅人。
His preaching was so powerful that some of the leaders came from Jerusalem to the Jordan to be baptized.
佢嘅教導係好有能力，以致好多喺耶路撒冷嘅領袖都去到佢面前去受洗。
John told his hearers to repent, to turn from their wicked ways, return to following God's way.
約翰就嗌佢嘅信眾去悔改，去轉離惡行，去歸向耶和華。
As he preached and baptized, the people became excited. Can it be that John is the Messiah?
当佢将施洗约翰去教导同埋施洗嘅时候，啲人就好兴奋，佢哋都问啦，人心里边都猜疑，或者约翰是基督。
They questioned one another.
佢哋彼此去询问。
He says, as the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their heart concerning John whether he might be the Messiah.
圣经里边讲到，人心里都猜疑，或者约翰是基督。
But there, Luke tells the John the Baptist's contrast of his baptism to the one the Christ will give.
但是在路加福音里面记载到施洗约翰的施洗和那个基督将会进行的施洗是有所分别的。
John answered, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thongs of his sandals.He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
在十六节约翰说，我是用水给你们施洗，但有一位能力比我更大的要来，就是我给他解鞋带也不配，他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
There were two men on a mission, John and Jesus.
因为有两个人背负了不同的使命。
John's mission is to prepare Israel for God through repentance.
约翰施洗约翰嘅使命就系去准备为神准备以色列去悔改。
The people must be straightened so that God may have direct access to their hearts and minds and souls.
人要悔改，以致上帝可以进入佢哋嘅内心、佢哋嘅思想、佢哋嘅灵魂里边。
So John began his mission with a call to repentance and rebuked the religious elite.
所以约翰就系佢嘅使命就系开始去呼叫，系要呼召人去悔改。并去谴责一啲宗教嘅领袖。
He mocked those who pray publicly for private ends.
佢去责备一啲为咗私人利益系公开去祷告嘅人。
He baptized the water.
佢用水为众人施洗。
Then came Jesus.
之后耶稣嚟到。
He joined sinners in an act of a public repentance, and as he prayed, his identity was revealed.
他的悔改的行动，叫人悔改的行动就是与罪人为伍。他亦都是祷告的时候，他的身份就是显露出来。
When John baptizes Jesus, the heavens opened and the Holy Spirit descends on Jesus.
圣经里面记载，当耶稣为他受洗的时候，他祷告的时候，天就开了。
But commentators noted that the Spirit descending upon him like a dove does not denote that.Jesus is uniquely possessed the Spirit.
但是在天开了圣灵降临在耶稣的身上，但是有一个有解经家讲到，他那个降临没有讲到主耶稣是已经拥有这个圣灵。
Rather, it indicates that the days of the spirit phenomena ended and the spirit is patently active in this new era.
反而他讲到那个圣灵缺乏的日子已经完结了，新的纪元已经来到了，就是圣灵要很活跃地在这个新的时代里面运行。
Is it true that through baptism and prayer, we also can confirm our identity and our relationship with God?
是啊，就是透过祷告和洗礼，我们可以确认我们的身份，就是我们与神、上帝的关系。
As Jesus was baptized and praying, not only the heaven were opened, but also the voice came from heaven.
是讲到祷告的时候天开了，不单止天开了，是圣灵降临在耶稣身上，那里也有个声音。
You are my son, the beloved, with you I am well pleased.
圣经记载，又有声音从天上来说，你是我的爱子，我甚喜悦你。
By that, yes, Jesus' identity was confirmed as the Son of God.
从这个开始，我们看到主耶稣的身份，是神的儿子的身份，就是被确认了。
Similarly, in baptism and prayers, we also recognize and renew our identity as God's own.
所以透过洗礼和祷告，我们也都是确认我们和更新我们和主耶稣的身份和关系。
However, there has been a strong tendency to classify religion or faith a private matter through the ages.
但是长久以来呢，都有一个很多人都有一个倾向呢，就是他们将他们的信仰生活和他们的信仰和他们的生活是分开。
People are trying to separate their secular life from their religious belief or faith for the sake of their convenience or for their own pleasure.
他们为了方便或者为了自己享乐的缘故，将他们熟悉的生活和他们信仰生活去分开下来。
But such a distinction cannot stand to the end.
但这种分裂呢是不可以站立得住的。
If your faith ends up with your private realm or serve only for you, you will be eventually found not religious at all.
如果你的信仰只是在你停留在你的私人的领域里面，或者只是为你自己而服务的时候，到最后你就发觉你根本不是一个有信仰的人。
No, it is not the faith, unless it is lived out as your lifestyle.
不是啊，这个不是你的信仰，也都没你也是没有这样的信心，直至你可以将你的信仰、这个信心活在你的生活里面，成为你的生活方式。
For example, we consider prayers the most private.
例如有人认为是祷告一个很私人 的事件。
But prayer, even when most private,is and should be cooperated also.
但是纵然信仰祷告是很私人的，但是也都是信仰，也都是祷告，也都是需要是集体的。
Prayer is in fact the preparation for action and the way that action is informed by the will of God.
祷告就是准备我们的行动，而行动的方式就是来自上帝的旨意。
See the Spirit received through prayer led Jesus into the wilderness and then into the field of the harvest.
藉著禱告，聖靈降臨在主耶穌身上，聖靈都帶領主耶穌去到這個曠野那裡，去到這個禾場裡面去收割。
To bring the good news and to proclaim release to the captives is thus a full realization of power of Spirit received in prayers.
以致耶穌可以去傳福音，報告被掳的得釋放，就是透過禱告去成就了這個聖靈 的完全的大能的實現。
Unless it is extended to action and praxis, the prayer cannot be completed.
除非禱告是能夠付諸實行，在實際生活裡面去活出來，否則禱告是不能夠完成的。
As we all know and believe, Jesus was conceived through the Holy Spirit, but received the Spirit in his baptism.
我们都知道并且明白主耶稣是受圣灵感染而生，他都是透过他的受洗而接受这个圣灵。
The baptism and prayer opened his life into the Spirit who formed, nurtured, and then led him into the God's work.
透过祷告和洗礼，他的生命是开展对圣灵去开展，这个圣灵也是塑造养育并带领主耶稣是做上帝的事工。
Just as Jesus receives his blessings and mission through his baptism and prayer, so also by our own baptism, we begin our mission as a Christian.
正如主耶稣透过他的受洗和祷告接受他的祝福，他的使命，我们都是一样，透过我们的祷告，我们的受洗，我们开展我们作为基督徒的使命。
Even if we strive to live the missional life, however,God didn't promise the exemption from all the trials and troubles of the world.
虽然我们尝试努力去竭力去活出我们一个仕途的生命，但是神没有应许我们生命里面不会有困难或者痛苦。
Such has not been my experience, nor was it the experience of the most Christians.
没有痛苦的生活不是牧师的经历，也不是大部分基督徒的经历。
Rather, Jesus warned that we will probably have more troubles and struggles.
反而主耶稣警告说，我们的生活应该可能会有更多的困难和痛苦。
Then for us, Jesus promised that he will send his Holy Spirit to guide and strengthen us in our times of testing.
但是主耶稣应许我们，当我们会有困难的时候，他会差派圣灵去引导和坚固我们，特别在我们受试炼的时候。
In that sense, all that we have to do is to open our heart to receive this precious gift.
如此看来，我们最重要做的就是打开我们的心，去接受这个宝贵的礼物。
In a sense, our baptism symbolizes the claim of Jesus as our personal Savior.
在这个看来，我们的洗礼就是象征了我们向众人去宣告主耶稣是我们个人的救主。
It is also a declaration that our hearts are open so that Christ may come into our lives and then the Spirit comes into our heart through prayers.Will lead us thereafter.
亦都系宣告我哋心系打开嘅，以致基督可以进入我哋生活里边，同埋圣灵会嚟到我哋心里边，透过祷告，圣灵嚟到我哋心里边，一路带领住我哋嘅一生。
Yes, just like that.
是啊，就是好像这样。
We Christians have a special grace, the gift of God's Holy Spirit, who comes into our lives when we are baptized in Jesus' name and pray in His name.
是啊，基督徒就有一个这么特别的恩典，就是这个上帝的圣灵，是作为礼物。他圣灵来到我们的生命里面，当我们透过祷告，透过我们奉主耶稣的名去受洗的时候，圣灵就来到我们的生命里面。
It is Christ's promise to enable us to stand firm even in those difficult times.
这个就是主耶稣给我们的应许，叫我们可以在困难的时候，在试炼的日子站立得住。
French writer Henri Barbusse tells of the conversation overheard in a trench full of the wounded men during the First World War.
法国有一个19世纪末有一个法国的作家叫巴比塞，他就記述了一段對話，這個對話就發生在第一次世界大戰一個戰壕裡面。
One of the men who knew he only had minutes to live says to one of the other men,
有在這個戰壕裡面有很多個傷兵，其中一個傷兵就對另外一個叫 Dominic 的傷兵這樣說，
Listen Dominic, you have led a bad, very bad life.
你說聽著啊，你聽著啊，你一路以來你的生命都很糟糕啊。
Everywhere you are wanted by police.
你四圍被警察通緝你。
But there are no convictions against me.
但是我沒有犯過罪。
My name is clear. So here, take my wallet, take my paper, my identity, and take my good name, my life.
他說我是身家清白的，來吧，你拿我的銀包，拿我的文件，拿完我的身份，拿我的好的名聲，我的生命，快點吧。將你的文件給我吧。
And quickly hand me your papers that I may carry all your crimes away with me in death.
你將你的證件啊，你的東西給我吧，我死的時候就將這些東西，你的罪一切都帶走了。
The good news is through Jesus, God make a similar offer to us.
那個好消息，這個福音就是上帝藉著主耶穌的犧牲，去對我們作了同樣一個建議。
Something wonderful happens to us when we are baptized.
当我们受洗的时候，美好的事情又发生了。
When we are baptized, we identify ourselves with Jesus.
当我们受洗的时候，我们是与主耶稣是认同的。
We publicly declare our intention to strive to be like Jesus and follow God's will for our lives.
我们公开承认我们有意志，要有这样的意向，去努力去学效基督，并跟随上帝的意愿。
When we are baptized, our lives are changing.
当我们是受洗的时候，我们的生命得到改变。
We see things differently than before.
我们看事情的角度不同了。
We see people differently than before.
我们看人的角度不同了。
The baptism enables and empowers us to do the things that Jesus wants us to do here and now.
洗礼令到我们有能力去改变我们，令到我们可以行耶稣基督所想我们要行的事情。
We are able to identify Jesus because he was baptized too.
我们可以与耶稣认同，因为他亦都是接受过洗礼。
And we are able to love as he loved.
我们可以去爱，好像耶稣爱一样。
Such identification is life-changing.
这种认同是改变生命的。
That kind of identification shapes what we believe and claims us.
这种认同是去塑造我们所信的，并是给我们知道我们是属上帝的。
In this day of the remembering the baptism of the Lord, let us think about our own baptism.
在今天当我们纪念主耶稣的受洗，我们也是想想回想我们的洗礼。
Do we really honor our baptism that has been done in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
我们有没有尊重我们的奉父子圣灵的名受洗的洗礼呢？
Of course, it is different from John's baptism.
当然啦，这个是与施洗约翰的洗礼不一样。
In fact, we are baptized not only by the water, but also the Holy Spirit.
事实上，我们是个洗礼是不单止是受水礼，亦都是受圣灵的洗礼。
We should know that our baptism is a covenant of our heart and mind and will made with God and with God's people.
我们要知道，我们的洗礼是与我们的心、我们的思想、我们的意念与神和祂的子民立的约。
But oftentimes our love is without passion, our thought without enlightenment, or our will without strength.
但很多时候我们爱但没有激情，我们有思想但我们没有启发， 但我們有意志沒有堅定。
Because we do not recognize that we are baptized with the Holy Spirit.
因為我們不知道我們是被聖靈的受洗禮。
In this sense, we need to renew our confidence and have a new vision, new hope, and new power.
在這個時候，我們需要重新去堅定我們的信心，有個新的意象，有新的盼望，有新的能力。
We should acknowledge that we are baptized by the same spiritual power attended Christ's baptism and empowered his mission.
我們要承認我們的洗禮是與當日主耶穌所受的洗禮有一同聖靈的能力，並去這個能力就是以致他可以去施行他當日要完成的使命。
Did you hear the story about this wild duck?
你有沒有聽過這隻野鴨的故事呢？
This duck could fly high and far, but one day he landed in a barnyard.
這隻野鴨呢飛得又高又遠，但有一天它降落在一個谷倉那裡。
Their life was less exciting but easier.
在那裡它的生活沒那麼多姿多彩，但是就更加容易一點。
Duck began to eat and live with the tame ducks.And gradually, he forgot how to fly.
這隻鴨就與那些飼養的鴨同一起住、一起生活，到沒多久之後，他就忘記了怎樣去飛了。
He became fat and lazy.
他變得又肥又懶。
In the spring and fall, however, as the wild ducks flew overhead, something stirred inside him, but he could not rise to join them.
在春天和秋天兩季裏面，偶然間會有一些野鴨在他的頭頂飛過，他望見他們，但是他沒有這樣的，他心裏面有些涟漪，但是又沒有這樣的勇氣去張起他兩雙翼，他一起飛上去與他們加入他們的行列。
Maybe you are not the man or woman God intended you to be.
或許你不是神想 所想要你的所以要成就的人。
And certainly none of us all God intends us for us to be.
或許我們都不是神想成就我們的人。
Fortunately, such a state of perfection is not a requirement for baptism.
幸運的是我們未能夠成為神想我們成就的人，但是這個不是要洗禮的首先的先決條件。
Indeed, baptism is an admission of our need for God's mercy and grace.
實際上洗禮只是去承認，去上帝承認神，我們需要神的恩典和祂的憐憫。
So at this time I'd like to ask you this way. Do you remember the time you got ordained?
在這個時候我想問你一個問題，就是你記不記得你受安納的時候呢？
Ordained?
你說被受安納？
Yes, you are in fact ordained.
是啊，你是已經被受安納。
You are also ordained as a minister of the gospel when you were baptized, when your pastor baptized you in the name of Father and Son and the Holy Spirit.
是啊，当你被你的牧师奉父子圣灵的名施洗的时候，你已经被安纳，成为福音的使者。
You became a minister.
你已经成为福音的传道人。
Yes, I can see your ministry at the choir, at Sunday school, small group meetings, with the sick people or serving the needy.
是啊，我看到你是诗班的传道人，是主日学的传道人，是小组的传道人，也是去关顾一些有病的、有需要的人的传道人。
Do not think only pastors are ordained.
不要以为只是牧者是接受安纳。
Pastors are here only to help your ministers do your ministry, not to do your ministry for you.
牧者只是传道人去帮助你，作为一个传道人去做你的事工，不是代替你去做事工。
In early rites of the baptism, church made it clear.
在早期教会的施洗的仪式里面，教会已经很明显地讲到。
A newly baptized Christian was given a new white robe, the symbol of the new life that was now being lived.
一个新受洗礼的人会得到一件新的白袍，代表一个他的新的生命的开展。
Hands were laid on the head, sign of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
他們被按手，他們是受祝福，表示他們是已經接納聖靈。
And the Bible is given a sign that this new Christian was to be in the world preaching and teaching.
他們會得到一本聖經，是表示他是一個新的基督徒，他們會在這個世上去傳講福音，神的話語。
The reason why you are here in church is to become more adept at ministry.To gain the skills, insight, and visions need to be a good minister of the gospel wherever God has positioned you now.
你喺教会里边嘅原因就系你要系更加去熟练你嘅事工，去得到一啲培训，你要有你嘅意象、你嘅远见，成为一个好嘅牧者去传福音。无论系神将你放喺某一个地方。
As a pastor and a preacher, I preach in order that you might preach and teach wherever you go forth from here.
作为一个牧者嘅传道人，牧师系鼓励大家。你要 去傳講，以致你可以去教導，無論你去到哪裡。
So go on and be minister.
所以去吧，成為一個傳道人。
Use the gifts God has given you as a sign of the outbreak of the kingdom of God.
使用神所賜你的恩賜去開展上帝的國。
Take a new challenge in your ministry. Make the challenge so great, so demanding that you will either have to rely on Holy Spirit to uphold you, or else fail miserably.
承受新的挑战，在你事工里面接受新的异象，是这个异象或者是这么伟大、这么要求、这么高的时候，你一定要完全去依靠圣灵去帮助你，否则你就会一败涂地。
Go on, be the ministers that God has called you, ordained you to be.
去吧，成为神所按立你成为的使者，成为神所按立你成为的传道人。
May God bless all of you ministers for the kingdom.
愿神祝福你每一个传道人，在他的国里面去服侍他。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.